In this session, we are focusing on faith practices in ordinary home life. Many mothers imagine family faith as something large and organized. Long devotions, perfect church attendance, peaceful meals, memorized prayers, and children who always listen. But real single mother life may include spilled cereal, late homework, tired children, emotional conversations, work stress, and a mother who is doing her best. The good news is that faith can grow in small places. A short prayer in the car matters. A blessing before school matters. A Bible verse on the refrigerator matters. A whispered, "Lord, help us," matters. A bedtime song matters. A child seeing you apologize matters. A Sunday worship rhythm matters. A 5-minute conversation about Jesus matters. In James 1:19, believers are called to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. That is a powerful home practice. Sometimes the most spiritual thing a mother can do is slow down, kneel near a child, and listen. Faith practices should not become another way to feel like a failure. The goal is not to perform Christianity. The goal is to help your home stay connected to Christ. Try asking simple questions. What are you thankful for today? What was hard today? Where do you need God's help? Who can we pray for? These questions teach children that God belongs in daily life, not only church life. You can also create small spiritual anchors. For example, Monday can include a prayer for school. Friday can include a gratitude moment. Bedtime can include one sentence of blessing. Jesus loves you, and I am thankful to be your mom. Children also learn from how you handle stress. When you bring your worries to Christ, seek wise support, set boundaries, and keep going with hope, you are teaching faith by example. Your children do not need a flawless mother. They need a mother who keeps turning toward Jesus. This week's worksheet will help you create a child-conscious parenting and home rhythm plan. Keep it realistic. Choose rhythms that fit your actual life. Reflection question. What small faith practice could fit naturally into your home right now? Gentle next step. Choose one daily or weekly spiritual anchor to begin with your children this week.